Iran is also raising eyebrows because of a recent speech by President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. He was speaking at an event to welcome to Tehran a group of Iranian expats living in the U.S. What was unusual was Ahmadinejad's utterance of some crude expressions that high-level politicians in his country rarely use. It's gotten a lot of attention from Iranians around the world, as we learn from reporter Cyrus Farivar.
Among all the turns of phrase that President Ahmadinejad used in his speech earlier this month, there's one that's gotten everyone talking. In Persian, the expression "mamero lulu bord" means "the boogeyman snatched the boob." Mothers use it when they're weaning their infants off breast milk. More publicly, Iranians say it to each other when they've missed out on something, like if they've lost out on a business deal or missed out on an opportunity. It conveys both that something was taken, but also that the person should move on and just deal with it. And now, thousands of Iranians have watched it on YouTube and passed it around the internet.
It's a very, very vulgar and cheap expression.
That's Farhad Salamian, an Iranian journalist and blogger now living in Germany. He explained that what makes the phrase so shocking isn't so much its vulgarity, but more so that it came from the highest office in the land.
This language is undiplomatic. Ahmadinejad is the president of a country. He shouldn't use this language as a politic man, as a man who wants to represent the country. It's shameful.
In this context, Ahmadinejad was trying to convey to the West, and especially to the United States, we're standing up for ourselves, so deal with it. Something like, the good old days are over. Part of the reason for speaking in this semi-crude way, Iran watchers say, is a type of linguistic populism. Just like how George W. Bush scored political points for being a straight talker when compared to John Kerry's intellectual loquaciousness. Omid Habibinyah is an Iranian media analyst living in Switzerland. He says that the use of this type of language is playing to Ahmadinejad's religious and conservative base in the rural areas of the country. Even though Ahmadinejad was the mayor of Tehran before he was president, he's trying to show that he's a man of the people.
When you listen to his speech, when he goes somewhere in other cities in the country, he always used this language. And it's a lot of fun for the people who are listening to that.
Of course, Ahmadinejad is by no means the first Iranian leader to insult Washington. The late Ayatollah Khomeini, the founder of the Islamic Republic, coined the phrase, the Great Satan, when referring to the United States. Abbas Milani, a professor of Iranian studies at Stanford University, says that Ahmadinejad has mastered the art of speaking to many audiences. But he says Khomeini did it first.
When he was talking to the people, he used the language that made him sound like almost a village preacher. When he was talking to theologians, he talked the language of theology. Ahmadinejad has been a very astute observer of Khomeini's style, and he has understood that language is a very, very powerful tool.
And while Ahmadinejad's words can seem crude or bombastic, he's also been known to adapt Western language into Persian. In fact, within days of his boogeyman snatched the boob comment, Ahmadinejad also spoke about Esfandyar Mashayi, his chief of staff. Mashayi had recently come under fire. Government conservatives had been politically attacking him, an Ahmadinejad ally, rather than the president himself. So the president responded by saying,
Mashayi has my full support. You know, that's not how any other president in my memory in Iran says I still am behind somebody. That's almost a translation from what the White House usually says about a beleaguered politician.
Of course, Ahmadinejad will have another opportunity to speak directly to the world leaders and the American public when he attends the opening of the United Nations General Assembly in late September. For The World, I'm Cyrus Farivar.